Hey, you want that to go?
For our first takeout, we go to Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, where members of Congress were trying to get some perspective on that oil gusher in the Gulf yesterday. Top executives from BP, Transocean, Halliburton all called before lawmakers to answer some pretty tough questions. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
Did we learn anything from these executives, or was it pleading the fifth?
Well, they didn't plead the fifth in those meetings. Those were closed meetings. But listen to this assessment from one senior Republican lawmaker when he came out of the meeting with BP.
Well, they tended to act like deer in the headlights.
Now, that's Texas Republican Joe Barton. He's a senior member of the Energy Committee. Now, Barton is from Texas, and he's the self-described number one major proponent, John, of offshore drilling in the whole Congress.
So he's their friend saying this.
He is their friend, but after he heard what he heard from BP and from Transocean and from Halliburton, here's what Barton of Texas, the oil man, had to say about safety and preparedness down at Deepwater Horizon. Listen to this.
I would tend to be a strong supporter of the oil industry. I think that's a fair statement. I must tell you that I have concerns in this particular case about the attention to safety, the attention to maintenance, the attention to using best available control technology and best monitoring practices.
So, of course, this senator has voters along the Texas coast that are very, very worried about that oil. But I'm wondering if this concern translates into, say, movement on the climate change bill.
Well, this I will say that this congressman thinks it translates to possible regulatory crackdown on the industry that he supports. And I was surprised to hear him say all of these things, which probably means more regulation of the industry. Now, on the climate change bill, John, you're right. The big question around Capitol Hill is how does this spill affect the already difficult politics of the climate change bill?
You'd think it would help Obama.
Well, you might think so, but Barack Obama ran against Drill Baby Drill. You remember that. He ran against that. We don't need new offshore drilling. And then he said, well, a couple of weeks ago, John, remember? Well, we can have new offshore drilling because the whole point was to make major concessions, try to win some Republicans over in an attempt.
He cast it as a national security issue there in front of that fighter jet. I remember the news conference very well.
Exactly, up in front of a fighter jet, I think in Alaska, and in an attempt, if he can, to try to win over at least a couple of Republicans to give climate change a prayer. Well, here's what some of his key Democrats had to say yesterday, his allies on climate change after the spill. This is Bill Nelson of Florida, one of the president's main allies on climate change legislation. Listen to Nelson.
I have been meeting with people that are interested in passing climate change legislation. If offshore drilling off of the coast of continental United States is part of it, this legislation's not going anywhere.
All right. Now, I'm a little bit confused.
Yeah.
This was a comprehensive energy policy, so-called, with some sort of climate change issues in there. Can't they just pull offshore drilling out of this and proceed?
Well, if they could have, John, I don't think that the president, who was against drilling in the first place, would have offered to put it on the table to win Republicans. I think part of the question here is if Barack Obama has Democrats saying, we'll filibuster this bill if there's any new offshore drilling in it, how's he going to get the Republicans on board? How's he going to get Joe Lieberman on board, who had something to say yesterday about offshore drilling? You know, Lieberman said he didn't think that offshore drilling should come out of the bill, and he's not even a Republican.
I mean, accidents happen. You learn from them, and you try to make sure they don't happen again.
Was he talking accidents to you there, Senator Lieberman?
Accidents happen. He was talking to me and a couple of other reporters, yeah.
That's a little cold, don't you think?
Well, I'm not sure how cold he was trying to be. Let's not take it too far out of context.
Completely out of context, could we?
The context of his remarks is offshore drilling should stay in, and Lieberman's not even a Republican, so it makes it a lot harder, John, to see where the bridge is now on this very, very fractious, politically difficult bill of climate change now that this oil spill has divided the sides even more. One side says, if it's in there, we're out. The other side says, if it's not in there, we're out.
So the takeaway is we might think that this oil gusher in the Gulf would turn everyone into environmentalists and fast-track climate change. In fact, it's divided the Congress even further, and Obama's between a rock and a hard place.
That is the best takeaway on this I've heard, John. That's
right, maybe
exactly
I can be Washington correspondent. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
Bye, John.
No, you're too likely to take things out of context.
There we go.
Let's get our last take up from our listeners. You've been continuing conversations and starting them at thetakeaway.org and calling in at 877-8-MY-TAKE. The developments of the Times Square attempted bombing attack are still at the top of most people's minds. Donna writes to us, I wish the media would stop giving out so much detailed information about how they got the bomber. An agent getting the number off the engine by climbing underneath the car, Facebook links, finding the email that was sent to the seller on Craigslist. This all just helps others figure out what not to do next time in order to avoid capture.
How about not leaving your house keys at the scene of the crime or having a cell phone traced to the suspect used to talk with associates in Pakistan, not to mention all the crime shows that show you how forensic evidence is collected? I think this guy had a problem in terms of keeping his trail clear.
I think the phrase is not the brightest bulb in the box, yeah. But it just comes to mind. I don't know why. You can give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org, or you can become a fan on Facebook and post your comments that way.